The moment that Baylor football fans have been waiting for is almost here. It's a little under 2 weeks before Baylor squares off against Southern Methodist University in the new stadium. And up in the president's box, overlooking the Brazos, Brian Nicholson says the stadium makes a statement. He's the associate vice president for facility planning and construction at Baylor.
I'm absolutely convinced that this is the standard for college football stadiums in America. So I think we've set the bar for everybody else to chase at this point. So
there's still a bit of work to be done. Some seats still need to be put in, a bit of painting, landscaping, general touching up that needs to be finished before opening. Jim Healy is the senior project manager with Austin Flint Co., the contractor that's in charge of the stadium construction. He says even into the season, there will still be work to be done.
I'm sure there will be a few things they're going to want to change in the stadium and make adjustments as we go, as they get used to using it. I mean, it's like moving into a new house, right? You're going to find a few things you want to adjust and tweak, and we'll probably stick around. We'll stick around and do that.
One thing that the university will have done by opening day is a new app that lets fans watch the game from multiple angles in real time.
As soon as it's captured on camera, it's loaded into the application. Very dynamic, very fast.
That's Lewis Yeager. He's a senior at Baylor, and he'll be one of several Wi-Fi coaches assisting fans with the app on game day. The entire stadium will be a Wi-Fi hotspot. Even though there's a giant jumbotron on one side of the field, fans will be able to go to instant replay from multiple angles in the palms of their hands.
I'm actually really excited about this too. I've been a student here for 3 years and I would have loved to have something like this to be able to check it out from multiple angles.
You can test out the app already by searching for Baylor in-game in your smartphone or tablet's app store. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.